The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports that in 2012, 3,328 people were killed in crashes involving distracted drivers. This week at the University of New Haven, students are getting the chance to see just how hard it is to drive when they're distracted. WSHU's Craig LaMalt visited UNH and got behind the wheel of a computer-animated simulation intended to drive that message home.
Driving through what feels like a suburban neighborhood, there's some houses on my left. It's kind of cartoony and realistic at the same time.
So go ahead, use your cell phone now.
Okay.
Text anyone you want.
Send in a text here. It is hard to focus on this.
The car stops abruptly in front of me, and I don't stand a chance. The computer explains why.
If you're going 60 miles per hour, taking your eyes off the road for just a few seconds means driving blind for more than 100 yards. Plenty of time for all kinds of unexpected things to pop up.
There are two driving simulators in this trailer parked in the lot at the University of New Haven. It's called Distractology 101, and its visit here is sponsored by the Connecticut-based Bering Star Insurance Agency. The next person in the driver's seat is UNH sophomore Nick Demzar, who came with his roommate, who's also named Nick. For Demzar, the main draw to check out Distractology 101 was the $15 gas station gift card that each participant gets. Not all the distractions in the simulator involve a phone. Demzar's driving in a city scene and takes a left across two lanes, but a truck is blocking his view.
You just got crushed by a Land Rover.
I did.
Man, you couldn't see him because that truck was there.
Yeah, I don't know where it came from.
Nick, number two, whose last name is Sullivan, is having a bit more luck, but he crashes when he has to take his phone out.
I usually try not to text and drive because I don't think it's worth it, you know? What's one text going to do, you know?
Nick, number one, also got in an accident while texting.
Yeah, it was like immediately. Like if you look down immediately, you're going to get in an accident, which is kind of crazy.
Next up is student Noelle Ferrara.
So do you ever text or talk on the phone while you're driving?
I'll be honest, sometimes, yes.
Ferrara says she's actually following the example set by her father.
He commutes a lot, and a lot of his work is done in his car. So when I'm with him, he does it, and then, you know, he tries to say, like, do as I say, not as I do kind of thing.
As she's driving through a city scene, she's told to read a text out loud. She grabs her phone and starts reading a random message.
Anytime, it's not like there's 100 miles per hour winds or anything.
The suddenness of the crash seems to surprise her.
Definitely realistic and definitely eye-opening.
It's a message that should be eye-opening for more than just young drivers. An AT&T survey says 49% of business commuters text while driving. That's even more than teens. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.